He spoke, but with a mighty cry up started more than half. Together in their seats remained the rest, for his counsel had not pleased them. Eupeithes they approved, and they straightway ran for weapons. Then when they had arrayed themselves in glittering bronze, they gathered in a troop outside the spacious town. Eupeithes, in his folly, led them. He thought to avenge the murder of his son, yet was himself never to come back more, but there would meet his doom. Meanwhile, Athena said to Zeus, the son of Cronus, "Our father, son of Cronus, most high above all rulers, speak what I ask. What is your secret purpose? Will you still further stir up evil strife and dread din of war, or do you establish peace betwixt the two?" Then answered her cloud-gathering Zeus, and said, "My child, why question me of this? For was it not yourself proposed the plan to have Odysseus crush these men by his return? Do as you will. I tell you what is wise. Now royal Odysseus has avenged himself upon the suitors. Let a sure league be made, and he be always king, while for the death of sons and brothers we bring about oblivion. So shall all love each other as before, and wealth and peace abound." With words like these he roused Athena, eager enough before, and she went dashing down the ridges of Olympus. Now, when the men had stayed desire for cheering food, then thus began long-tried royal Odysseus, "Let someone go and see if our foes are drawing near." He spoke, and out the son of Dolius ran, as he was bidden, and went and stood upon the threshold, and saw the men all near. Then straight to Odysseus, in winged words, he called, "Here they are, close at hand! Quick, let us arm!" As soon as he spoke, there sprang to arms the four men with Odysseus, and the six sons of Dolius. Laertes, too, and Dolius put on armor, gray though they were, still warriors at need. Then, when they had arrayed themselves in glittering bronze, they opened the doors and sallied forth, Odysseus leading. But Athena drew near, the daughter of Zeus, likened to Mentor in her form and voice, whom long-tried royal Odysseus saw with joy. And to Telemachus, his son, he straightway said, "Now shall you learn, Telemachus, by taking part yourself, while men are battling, where the best are proved, how not to bring disgrace upon your line of sires. For they from ancient times were famed for strength and bravery through all the land.